Dear students, in this presentation, we're going to learn how to handle Google Documents, Google Docs, as they're called. And we'll also take a look at the study guide for Chapter 1, which is very similar to the study guides for all the chapters. Many students will say, well, what should I study? What's going to be on the test? How do I organize? Well, we give you a study guide in each chapter. And that study guide is fair game. Let's take a look, for example, at the study guide for Chapter 1. And all the study guides look very similar. All these terms are fair game. So what's on the exam will be what we studied, and what we studied will be on the exam. That's the way I try to do it. I don't try to throw any curveballs at you. Now, you'll notice every once in a while, there'll be something in here. Where is it? I can't find it now. Okay. Average returns versus geometric average returns. The book does quite a bit of discussion on how to calculate the average annual return and then the geometric average return. Geometric returns, as it says here, are rarely used in the industry, so we will ignore them. So every once in a while in the study guide, you'll see something that says, don't worry about this. Don't worry about this. But everything else, dear students, is fair game. So study, study, study. Now, how do you study? You decide. But one of the things you could do is take this document and then fill in between what these all mean, the definitions. You could do flash cards. I like flash cards. You could do electronic flash cards. There are websites that allow you to create flash cards and do them on your phone or on your computer. But here's the thing about the, that's the study guide. Now, as I said, every chapter has a study guide. Now, here is the button you're going to want to press. Don't press it, okay? This document is the original. You are not going to have edit access to this. You have view access to it. And so when you see this, you see a limited number of menu options in Google Docs. What you're going to do is either download as a Word or open document format. So you're going to download it if you use Word, or better yet, just make a copy. If you make a copy, now what did I do here? That's not what, I didn't want to open file. What did I do? I wanted to make a copy. Did I press the wrong button? Let's try that again. File, make a copy, yes. And notice that it gives you this incredibly descriptive name, Copy of Chapter 1 Study Guide, and we'll leave it at there. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because I am currently logged in as my personal account. I'm not logged into my college Google Docs account. If I were logged into my college Google Docs account, then I would have complete access to the document. But I'm trying to show you how you're going to see it, and this is how I'm seeing it now, the way you're going to see it. So I want to make a copy. Once I make that copy, it's now on my drive, which is what Google calls their Google Drive. They give you, it's 15 gigabytes or something for free when you have a Google account. So you need a Google account for that. But now notice the menus are all complete now. Now I have total control over the document, and I can start editing, typing in what are investment returns and whatever. I could start affecting the document because it's now my document. And then if you want to, you could share it with other people or whatever. So this is how you will use the presentations. You can download them as PowerPoint presentations, or LibreOffice or OpenOffice, or Google Docs, which is what I use. You could then edit them to your heart's content. You can download the assignments, the worksheets, the answer keys. Those are all in Google Docs, and you do file, make a copy, and then it's all yours. Please don't click on this button requesting edit access, because I will come back and say, no, it's my document. It's the original. You can't goof with it. Make a copy. make a copy, and then you can play with it to your heart's content. Does that make sense? Contact me if you need any help. There's plenty of help available regarding Google Docs. And I'm sold. You know, I never want to have to deal with Microsoft again. But other people, oh, no, I want to keep Microsoft. Blah, blah, blah. So you decide whichever one is helpful to you. But as we talk about in the, I'm going to make another plug, as we discuss in the how to submit assignments, we want you to submit assignments as PDF files. And that's really easy to do, folks. File, once you're done, download as a PDF document in Google Docs. In Word, it's going to be something different. In LibreOffice, it's usually publish as PDF. And then if you use Apple Pages or Apple Numbers, do the same thing. Create a PDF file. It's very easy to do. Okay? Okay. So that's the discussion of the study guides, different study guides. Every semester, every chapter has a study guide, and then how to manipulate and utilize the Google Docs. See ya!